This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. I feel like we've really achieved something today. A lot of people have taken the accountability pledge to the Phillies, which we need it, because I heard way too much wake me up in October last couple weeks. No. Enough of that. We got to keep the Phillies accountable this season, because I feel like it's going to be a fight to make the playoffs. Are the Phillies a lock for October? They've been there 3 years in a row. Is it four? Well, they should, but I think the NL is tougher than it has been in a long time. Last year, an 89-win team missed the postseason. 215-592-9494. You could say with the vibes, the Phillies at some point had some aura about them, 2022, 2023.
Aura.
They had some aura. They had some October aura, especially Bryce Harper at some big moments. That aura fell apart last year. Maybe we get it back this season. Speaking of aura, though, where do we want to start here? Someone that definitely has aura or someone who doesn't?
Yeah, let's start with actual aura.
All right, actual aura. There is. You see this story yesterday, Hugh? A.J. Dillon talked about coming here to the Phillies, and he talked about meeting Big Dom, and he said, quote, he has some aura about him. It feels like Big Dom has become bigger than just Eagles.
Big Dom is that dude, man. Big Dom, even to this day, if there's certain things I need to get done, guess who I'm calling?
Big Dom?
Yes. Big Dom knows everybody. Big Dom knows everybody.
I guess a few years ago when he started to become a bigger part of this, I didn't realize the influence he had on the players. Like, I knew he was part of the Sirianni thing and more on the staff, and they gave him a headset this year. But I remember that story Slay told where he said he was going to go to Baltimore 2 or 3 years ago, and then Big Dom called and then he came back. I didn't realize the weight he carries with the players.
Well, I look at it like this. Big Dom, For a way that people can understand what I'm saying, because I've used this before, he's the drunk uncle at the barbecue that tells you your girlfriend is not that attractive. Like, I can't think of it any other way but to say it like that. Big Dom's going to shoot you straight. He's going to talk to you in a way that nobody else would probably talk to you but Big Dom. And I think guys respect that. Because a lot of times, man, especially when you reach a certain stature, people are coddled, you know, they coddle you, and they don't keep it a bean with you. I think that's what Dom does. Dom tells you things in a way that you get, and you might not like the delivery, but you understand. And on top of that, he gets stuff done.
Well, that's for sure. The full quote was, I did get to meet Big Dom. He has some aura about him. He's like the godfather of Philly.
A little bit of that.
It's a pretty good title.
And here's the thing, like for me personally, because you know I've been on this whole weight equipment thing, right? And I've been trying to figure out, like, and this is weird because Big Dom has a range of people that he knows and gets things done. Because one time when I moved to Delaware, Big Dom put me on the right path to hurry up and get my tags for my car. He did, like, because I got them pretty quick. Because Big Dom said, hey, call this guy, do this, you know, whatever. So I got that done. And I was trying to get some weight equipment. And Dom put me on the path for that. You know, so he knows a lot about a lot of different things, man. And I appreciate that. Like, you got to have – he's the guy that you call when you need certain things, like, you know, personal stuff. Or, you know, hey, I'm trying to find a place to buy a car or whatever.
He might know a guy. The ultimate, you know somebody.
Yeah.
He's the somebody.
You know, I guess the I got a guy.
He's the guy.
He's got a guy. And the thing that I appreciate and respect about Big Dom, me personally, I haven't played football in 20 years.
Yeah, right? Leather helmet days.
Yeah, leather helmet days.
A long time ago.
But I respect the fact that if I text him, I ain't got to wait too long before I hear from Big Dom, unless he's extremely busy. Most of the times when I text him, he texts right back. And you get to a point where, like, oh, man, I ain't got to worry about you. I got these other cats. I got these young cats. I mean, he's a straight up cool dude, man. Real cool dude.
You know what I just thought about before we continue with the Big Dom Aura stuff? I think this summer is the 20-year anniversary of your football retirement. We might have to do a Hugh Douglas 20-year retirement party.
Oh, man, listen, we ain't about to do that.
You are
a lot.
Well, you said it 2 decades. It was summer 05,
was,
right?
Yeah, it was a while ago. It was a while ago. And I mean, I respect that.
All the things that have changed in the league since you hung him up.
Big Dom, but Big Dom is that dude.
He's constant. Man. He's still there. All right, so we got to see what Kyle thinks about Big Dom having Aura here. Because remember, Kyle and Big Dom had their differences earlier this season. Where are you on the Godfather of Philadelphia, Big Dom?
I mean, like, I just don't get it. And it's like, I think at this point I've just sort of conceded. Like,
you got to accept it.
Enough people say it.
The players
right,
say it.
Right. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. I mean, like, I don't think he would text me back if I reached out to him.
I mean, to be real, Kyle.
Because we have beef now?
Well, and you and I are nobodies. Like, you know.
He'd text you back, man. When we text me.
No. I'd rather not know my location.
I mean, he know where you're at every day.
That is true. Everyone knows where we're at. I mean, it's not hard to find us from 10 to 2.
No, I mean, look, so I guess like where I had my eye on him was I thought the leadership at the top was a little bit shaky, and I had my eye on the fact that, you know, he might be trying to take over or something, like Rasputin.
Yeah, like pull a coup.
But now that Sirianni's he's strong and firm up there, that I'm not worried about it anymore.
You know, speaking of that, and obviously Sirianni is obviously firm. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. How come the Sirianni contract extension thing's not done yet? Is anyone wondering when that's happening?
Because the numbers they numbering. Well, he wants to be paid.
They penny pinching with Sirianni
too?
No,
they're not penny pinching.
Oh, on.
He's trying to get a financial apology. He's still a bubblehead.
From
though.
Who?
From the organization.
They kept him last year.
Yeah, but they all the angst and made him apologize to that fan that was.
Oh, he started apologizing. Come on, now.
You know who needs to apologize? The fan.
No, stop.
The Sirianni.
The fan.
Who else? Start naming names.
Who else needs to apologize?
I already apologized to Sirianni.
He did a show. I'm not apologizing.
You should.
If that's what you think.
You should.
He's a bubblehead. He's a Super Bowl winning bubblehead, but he's still a bubblehead.
I do wonder how long it goes without an extension before someone says, like, hey, I think they talked. Did they talk next week? Is next week the next week, I believe, is the meetings. Like, the league meetings?
They go down there with the Yakutas.
Yeah, the Yakutas in Palm Beach when they're going to vote on all these things. I think that's coming up. Someone better ask where the Sirianni contract is.
Well, if they don't, we're gonna start yelling about it.
Well, that's what I think.
Is that what you're going to do?
Of course. Well, they have a Super Bowl winning coach on a lane. He's on his last year of his contract. What are we doing?
I'm not going to yell about it.
Well, yell relatively.
I mean, because he gonna get paid.
I'm just but wondering why it hasn't happened yet.
Because the money ain't money.
So we're haggling with the Super Bowl winning coach?
No, we're not haggling. Mm. He probably.
You're haggling.
No, he probably said, listen.
Being frugal.
He probably said, listen, I need to just give me a check and I'll fill it out. And they're like, seriously? And he's like, yeah, seriously.
Well,
he's looking at the numbers. He probably like, but how much Big Red make?
20. I think 20 a year.
I just kicked his ass in the Super Bowl. No disrespect to Coach, but I mean, it is what it is. An ass kicking was administered.
It was. All things considered, let's be real for a second. If he asked to be the highest paid coach in the NFL, you think they would say yes or no?
I think they'd say yeah.
I think they'd say no.
You think so?
They're going to make him the highest paid coach in the league?
Now, I'm saying this because of the situation.
I think they
would. I'm saying that.
I think they should.
But to Joe's point.
Should.
Yeah. To Joe's point, because I think I know where you're going with this, and I don't want to talk out of turn, but you kind of feel like they feel they can get anybody to coach this
team. Yeah, not that they would move on from him, but like maybe everyone's got to know their place. We'll give you a raise. And I think we found out when the season ended, Ben Johnson, one of the new head coaches, makes more than him. So they got to correct that, right?
Oh, yeah, he's going to get more than that.
Right, because he's accomplished a lot. But, I mean, I don't know. If you tell me he wants to be the – and we're just making this up. But if he wants to be the highest paid coach
– Is Big Red the highest paid coach?
Big Red is the highest paid coach.
What's the problem with making Sirianni the highest paid coach?
If it was my team, I would balk. I'd say, I'll give you a raise.
Why? It doesn't even count against the cap.
I know, but it's a big jump from he was one of the lower paid coaches. Now,
hold on.
Now he gets a jump, but to be the highest paid coach?
They just made Saquon Barkley the highest paid running back in NFL history?
And they shouldn't have done that either.
Because he counted against the cap.
I recognize that.
Doesn't hurt him. That's where you give a thank you.
If I'm his agent, I'm starting a conversation out with all due respect, we just kicked the best coach in the NFL's ass.
It's a good tactic by the agent. Yeah.
No, we can't. Yeah. Listen, dog, that was a beat down for the ages. Like, I woke up this morning. Well, not this morning, but for the purpose of this story, it was this morning.
Yeah, today.
And I was like, wow, that's unheard of.
They kicked their ass. Well,
they kicked their all up and down the field.
So, all right, I
just want to know what coach in the NFL,
need to be compensated financially.
Do you think would have the right to ask to be the highest paid coach in the league besides, above Andy?
It's Andy. I mean,
think anybody else?
Well, I guess
if
McVay wins another one, two, and he's in the playoffs every year, that might be enough.
But Sirianni can't.
He's won one.
He beat Andy.
Let me ask you this: if this goes into the summer and we don't hear about an extension, why? What do you think is holding it up besides money?
They don't want to give him more money than Big Red.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, it's money. If they hold it up, it's money.
It's money because he's going to be the coach. There's no way they're going to make him a lame duck after the Super Bowl. If there's no contract soon, the only conclusion I have is they're haggling on both sides. They can't come to a monetary agreement.
If you're not going to make me the highest paid coach, I better be in Big Red's neighborhood.
The cul-de-sac.
And I better be in the cul-de-sac.
Like your cul-de-sac.
It's great. You said, no, wait, I left my brush at home.
Oh, no, you're missing all these hours.
I ain't get the stimulation of the hair growth in the back. But it's cool.
It's because it doesn't work.
It does work. I got that tea tree.
You were fed lies.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Let that tea tree oil come.
You take it yet, or is it on its way?
No, it's on its way.
Okay, good.
It's on its way.
All right, before we go back to the phone lines, you can comment on the Sirianni thing, too, because it just hit us that kind of randomly. But more of the aura thing. So we mentioned Big Dom obviously has aura around the league right now with Eagles players, with fans. You know, Big Dom, he's popular. Here is what I would call the opposite of aura, as heard on 94 WIP.
This light right in front of you. It's like another planet appears.
Did you cough up a loogie on the mic to do that?
Yeah, yeah, what was that?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Can you repeat that? Fran, I got a host there all night.
There we are.
the real question is, are you okay, Joe? Because you're now using that same microphone.
Yeah, that. So that
got a mic condom though, so he's good.
Yeah, you always got that protection.
Gotta have protection
here.
Around these parts.
So that was that noise was Jolly on Saturday night, and he was what is he doing there? What is that noise into the microphone?
Jolly is leaning into his jollyisms.
What is that though?
I have some ideas, but I can't share them because we're not. What's that? The FCC rules.
Yeah, those rules exist. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
So we're not in a safe space.
Nah.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we get off there, though.
Yeah. So, good thing we have these microphone protection things because that's gross. That's all over the microphone.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, that's a disgusting sound.
Well, also there are other people in the studio. Those particles are flying around.
Forget the other people in the studio. People are listening.
I know.
Who was that? He was oogling over the young lady.
Oh, Livvy Dunn.
Livvy Dunn. Paul Skeens' girlfriend.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, that was one of our tougher ones.
Andrew Painter, by the way, will be Paul Skeens. He's that good.
I hope are you kidding me?
Tommy John, Paul Skeens. I don't think Paul Skeens had Tommy John, did he?
I don't think so.
To my knowledge, no.
He's got his girlfriend, but whatever. Livvy, what's her last name?
Livvy Dunn.
Livvy Dunn, yeah. She's so hot.
See, that's what I aspire not to be. I mean, love Paulie.
That's you. You try.
Listen. Even it's okay to acknowledge, but that was a lot. It was a lot.
Well, also.
Yeah, with all that. He's leaned into it, man. Paulie. I love listening to the overnight shows late at night when I'm out, when I do.
Especially as you become Delaware Douglas. You listen more now, I notice.
Yeah, when I'm making moves.
Listen, I get it. If he was asked the question about that woman, or I don't know, she's an adult, but if she was asked about her, right, like, he maybe has to give an answer. No one brought her up.
Nah.
It was kind of just out of nowhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's one of those things where it's just like, yeah, it's probably not to be that.
Yeah, maybe I can't
even play the Daryl Morey one.
Oh no, especially in the context of all this. Maybe
I think I might actually get in trouble.
Yeah, I think you might. I think I might walk
like
out.
The runoff,
he's
run
the one that said it.
I know it's on him, not us. All right, there's the opposite of Aura. We have Aura and the opposite. 215-592-9494. David has to talk to Hugh. What's up, David?
Mr. Douglas, how you doing, guy?
Hey,
what's going on, David? What's up, man?
I mean, I'd rather be saying your name first instead of Joe. Like you say, you're in the studio, and like you act like you're in your living room.
Mm-hmm. You could say Hugh's name first. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh no, but it's a common courtesy.
Yeah, and courtesy I give to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Are you married?
No, I was. I'm blew that, but yeah.
Okay. Well, I think your next love is bacon. Here's an old saying I just heard the other day.
What you got?
Women are like bacon. They smell great. They taste fantastic. And they kill you slowly.
You know what, David? That sounds about right. Love to all the women, the beautiful creatures that they are, but yeah, that's not about right. That sounds about right.
You got no pushback from him.
That's all about right.
Hey, I love you, guys.
Love you too, man.
Love you, David. Appreciate it. David's great. More of that. I thought at first he didn't want to talk to me. He just wanted to talk to Hugh first. It's fine either way.
That's crazy. The bacon analogy.
Yeah. You didn't fight back.
No, but you know what's funny? People bacon gets a bad rap.
In terms of health?
Does it?
Yeah, it does. It gets a bad rap. I don't subscribe to that. Like, here's the thing. And I think I need to share that with y'all. It's not like I eat bacon every day. I eat it quite a bit, but not every day.
You ate it enough to feel the need to cook it on
bacon,
the air.
And bacon is keto friendly. Bacon is one of the keto friendly meats. And, you know, I don't eat it where, you know, it's like every day I'm eating bacon. I don't do that. And
but you can hear that.
When you eat foods like that, for a lot of people, it's not just the food that you eat that's bad for you. It's the combination of the other stuff that you're doing that makes
everything
it bad
in
for
moderation.
You. Yeah. It's like the combination. I think because I've got a lot of people say, hey, man, you shouldn't be eating all that bacon. Y'all really think that I'm sitting down, that big ass pack of bacon that Hatfield gets me
every day?
Every day, no.
Every afternoon, yeah.
No, man, we have this thing. Well, I have this thing where, you know, you break it down, and you vacuum seal it, and you put it.
Are you budgeting your bacon?
No, man. It's like, listen. Let me tell you, between my son and his grandmother, they listen to the station.
So they know when you get.
Oh, they know when I get bacon and grandma. You know, grandma.
You can't hide it.
Oh, grandma be like, "What's up with that bacon?" Like flat out, grandma be like, "Yo." Miss Mary be like, yo, what's up with that bacon, Hugh? And I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
You can't hide from that.
Can't hide from the bacon. Miss Mary does not play. If she, like, you know, she's an OG. So, you know, when the OG asks for the bacon.
You got to get the bacon.
I got to get a bacon up. So I get a bacon up, though.
Now, I do think the rumors of you not eating bacon every day were hurt by the fact that you cooked it on the air. That audio lives now in infamy.
No, listen, here's the thing. For me personally, there are certain things that, you know, you eat as you get, when you get a certain age, Joe, you and Kyle are not there yet. If you have to eat at a certain time during the day so that your stomach, like, you can sleep comfortably at night.
Yeah, like, seriously, I know, I'm kind of like that now.
You know what I mean? And it's certain foods, you gravitate towards the foods that help your stomach. So bacon is one of those. You know what I mean? It's like, because certain things you eat after a certain, like, I don't eat after 7 o'clock, can't do it. Like, if I eat after 7 o'clock, I'm not going to be able to sleep. Eat popcorn.
But that's food.
Well, it's a lighter food.
Yeah, right.
It's like, not, you know, I'm not eating like veal parmesan or onion rings or something like that. Because I found out, man, I did not know that if you eat chocolate, like at night, chocolate could cause you, like, seriously, it can give you heartburn. like chocolate.
Gives you crazy dreams too.
Like all kinds of stuff. So I try to make sure like I don't eat certain things, and I try to gravitate towards the foods that I know that don't irritate my stomach.
That's smart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, it's tough though. That heel's going to stay there. Sometimes, man. Boy. You get a taste of like a burger or something.
And then we know what happens. Yeah, we all heard about it.
See, you can't control yourself.
Yeah, we all heard it.
See, I walked right into that one.
You did. Tyler in Delaware is up talking some Phillies. What's up, Tyler?
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
How we doing?
You are now my brother from another mother in Delaware. That is just, if you ever need anything, because I'll be driving around here in Newcastle County, man, hit me up, because some would say I'm the Big Dom of Delaware.
Okay.
So, you know,
I'm going to call you that from now on, Tyler. I like that.
The Delaware Dom.
Delaware Dom, yep.
Yeah. I asked Kyle if I had aura. I said, yeah. You know, we...
Tyler definitely has aura.
Tyler, yeah, we met. We saw Tyler at the Burst Town Hall. Tyler has aura.
He got aura.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, hey, first of all, I had to get my ears cleaned after hearing that jolly cut. Like, man, my headphones and all. Phew, that was something else.
Yeah, it was a lot. It really was.
A lot.
I was like, if we ever did a jolly bracket, Hawk Killa Jolly might be a little something that might go on a run. But
yeah, I'm not going to sleep tonight after that. Yep.
Lord. But, hey, on the Phillies, y'all, of course, as I told Kyle, health is important, but this Phillies team to me, Joe, has got to be a lot to make the postseason, because you don't bring in the starting pitching staff that they do and not expect them to go deep. Like, you saying that they had 90 wins for this coming season, this bar has been set higher in terms of they won 95 games last year. I get that it's going to be a dogfight, but you're going to have a leg up early in the start of the year where you got to win these opening series. You start off before the Dodgers with the Nationals.
Yep.
And the Rockies.
Tyler, it's a great point. Tyler, we're up against it. We appreciate you, though. That's a good point.
Tyler's about the long
time. Yeah, well, I mean, we love Tyler. We just, you know.
Yeah, we up against
him. Yeah, we got to move in and out. But he's right. The early season schedule, Hugh, does set up where they should win some games here. Nationals,
yeah, that's what I was looking at.
Like, Rockies. I think they have Miami in April as well. So
yeah. I was looking at the schedule.
We got to get some wins. We'll go over that more of that tomorrow. All right, you guys have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday. 2 days until opening day.
Days.
We are almost there. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow as we continue to get ready for opening day and the Phillies afternoon show. They're coming up next right here, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Phillies!